107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Have a listen to this.
Won't you meet me for just a cup of coffee at our table by the window at the Revel?
The song is Revel Cafe and the artist Michael Bannerman and Ali Matthews. And we've got lots happening, not only new music available, and we've got a very special festival that's happening this Sunday. Joining us on the phone lines from Upside of Maybe is the one and only Michael Bannerman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing?
Doing great. We'll talk about that festival, that music festival on Sunday. But first off, tell us about the new song.
Excited about this. I kind of see it as it's one of my bucket list songs. I've had all these things I've kind of wanted to do, and one of them is always to record a duet with Ali Matthews. And so, you know, when COVID first hit, like a lot of people, my life kind of came to an absolute standstill. And for my own sanity, I needed to come up with some projects, something just to work on and keep myself busy. So what I actually started doing was once a week, I would pick an old classic country artist, because it's one of those genres I didn't actually, if I'm totally honest, I didn't really appreciate it enough. And so I thought I would go through, and so I studied like Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, George Strait, Merle Haggard, Charlie Pride. I'd pick a different artist every week, and I'd learn one of their songs, and I'd kind of do some research, read about them, really get to know it, and just really try to understand what made them tick and what made that genre so great. And so out of that, I kind of got inspired to write something kind of in that sort of older country vein, country music style vein. And so I was sitting there, then downtown in the square, and one of my favorite places to go was Revel Cafe. And it was closed, or, you know, just do a takeout. And so I got my coffee. I'm sitting in the square, and this kind of idea for a song came as I'm sitting there staring at that empty table in the window at Revel Cafe. I think they've moved it now. That's what, but it was at the front window. And I sit there in the square watching. I kind of had this vision of these two, you know, old flames meeting up in the square after one's moved back to town, and the two of them saying, hey, let's get together for a cup of coffee at our old stomping ground, the Revel Cafe. And so the song kind of was born out of that, and I threw it off Ali one night when I was over there talking to her, and she was on board right away, and I was like, oh, okay, we got to do this.
Oh, so, it's interesting that you talk about, you know, the sort of the classic country influences, but it really sounds like a modern country style song, if you will. What's it like working with Ali Matthews? I mean, your voices blend really well together.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I was surprised how smooth, because she's like silk. Her voice is just like silk, and my voice is like sandpaper. So I was kind of like, how do those two go together? But it actually did work really well. I was really happy with that. And yeah, it came out of the older country thing, but you're right, it does have a modern country feel too, and we also tried to, Ali is a little bit of a folk singer too, so we tried to have an element of that in there that just kind of still made it our own, still made it modern and fresh, but still kind of had its roots in that sort of a genre.
So the lyric video is available on YouTube. We'll share it, of course, on our socials as well. But there is going to be a video coming out. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm hoping. So Ali just got married this past week. So we're, or this week, actually. It's this weekend, I think. Anyway, her wedding was right around
now. Oh, my gosh.
So, we kind of put off doing the actual video, but we're hoping to actually get into to Revel and doing a music video for it and just kind of doing a who's who of Stratford.
Now, of course, got to ask, how is Revel Cafe reacting to this?
You know what? Talk to them to see what they think. Hopefully they like it. Use the song, mention it to them. Come out on Friday on iTunes and all those places that, you know, you can kind of hear it. So
I hope you get a free cup of coffee or two at least. My goodness.
Yeah, that would be great. So,
it's a great song.
Well, maybe we'll call you up, JB, when we're doing the video. If you want to do a cameo, that would be great.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I'd be honored. There you go. So we look forward to that video coming up. And gosh, we look forward to an amazing music festival that is slated for Sunday, Michael.
Yeah, really, really excited about this, and it's kind of just our band is throwing it. We just kind of have a lot of friends in music that we've met over the years, and we wanted to throw something where we could kind of get some of them together. So it really highlights the singer-songwriter. There's some really amazing singer-songwriters. We got Denny Gauthier coming from St. Thomas. Beautiful singer. He's actually coming as a trio. Hannah Thomas, who, of course, everyone in Stratford knows for her river music and stuff, she's coming out. Lauren Nielsen, who also is from Stratford. Beautiful, beautiful voice, and she'll be one of those people that years from now I'll be trying to do a duet with her.
Yeah.
Angelica Appelman. She's from kind of the New Hamburg, Kitchener area. She's got some new country singles out, so she's a little more country. And, of course, Barry James Payne and Stringbone, very, very gifted artists and a lot of fun. Neil Little, who's also from Stratford. And then we've got, we've just added Joel Britton and Joel Scarrow. They're both these amazing teens from the Mitchell area who have just phenomenal voices, and we're really excited to have them come and do a set. And, of course, Forever Alone, who are, they're kind of a Green Day sounded band. My son is the lead singer, but they are, they're talented and up and coming. A lot of, they play at job site lots and are excited to come over. So, yeah, a really good lineup. It's a license, so there's wine, there's craft beer. And it's going to be a great Sunday afternoon where you can just kind of either bring a blanket and have a glass of wine and sit back and enjoy it, or there's seating and picnic tables as well. And it's being held over at the Stratford Perth Museum. I don't know if anyone's seen their new setup with the stage there and stuff, but it's really, really intimate and yet outdoors. It's really cool.
Oh, setup, so. We look forward to it. Stratford Summer Solstice, and tickets, as you mentioned, are just $20. An amazing lineup of local and local area bands. And StratfordPerthMuseum.ca is the website for details. And this is not to be missed, especially the beautiful stage and the beautiful grounds at Stratford Perth Museum.
Yeah, it's very cool, very intimate, and we're going to limit the tickets to about 200, so it won't be a massive crowd. Everyone will have a great seat, and I think there's actually the ability to cover it if it is too hot and sunny, or if there's any chance of rain, we can kind of put some shade up as well. So
yeah. All right, get your tickets for that. Lots happening with Michael Bannerman and Upside of Maybe, and it looks like you got a busy summer ahead, Michael.
It's been absolutely nuts. We also just found out yesterday we are going to be doing an opening set in London for the London Lightning, the basketball team there at the Budweiser Center. So that should be fun in the national anthem. So looking forward to that too. So.
Oh, fantastic. That is great. Michael Bannerman, Upside of Maybe. And again, to check out the song with Michael Bannerman and Ally Matthews, Revel Cafe. And check out Stratford Summer Solstice Music Festival at Stratford Perth Museum this Sunday. Starts at 1 o'clock, full lineup of great acts. Michael Bannerman. Michael, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.